Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you each and every week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Great location right off I-94. Swing on in, see what's available on their lot for trailers and skid steer attachments. They carry all your accessories right there in the south side at Midsoda. I mentioned attachments. They also do repair, DOT inspections, and a whole lot more. So trailers, you name it, skid steer attachments, great selection. Go see the crew at Midsoda Manufacturing. They got hours this morning from 8 till noon right off I-94 in Avon. Earlier in the week, I spoke to Lucas Sjostrom, executive director with Minnesota Milk, and he gave us some insight as Minnesota Milk and some other dairy organizations are collaborating, working together to possibly see some reform when it comes to how milk is priced in that whole system. He gave us some details earlier this week.
I've been talking to several of our neighboring trade association states about just working harder on federal milk marketing orders. It's pretty much the last thing anybody wants to talk about, but at the same time, it's a big reason why the milk price on your check is what it is, because it's not actually that complex. It's easy for anyone to understand if they just read it, but it's just complicated. It's just lots of steps involved. So we had started on just an education process for ourselves with thoughts that maybe someday we'd have some policy surrounding it. So we had one public webinar in April, and then a couple of weeks ago, National Milk, first their executive committee and then their full board, came forth with a proposal. And based on what we had learned, we thought, oh, you know, that's actually not a bad thing to address the Class 1 pricing like National Milk had talked about. But we had some improvements based on our studies that we thought we could do for not just us in the Upper Midwest, but really nationwide. So what we're saying is we don't know that we're ready for a hearing. We still have a lot to study. But if we're going to have a hearing, we just wanted a little more broad and a little more in-depth look at things in Class 1 pricing, and are putting forth a few more ideas.
Checking in, Lucas Sjostrom with Minnesota Milk joining us here on Chasm Radio earlier in the week. Also staying right around that dairy theme, also this weekend, we'll find out who the 10 finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way will be. So they'll be naming the final 10 this weekend, so we'll know that, give you details coming up on Monday morning. In some other news, let's switch to beef and cattle. May is a National Beef Month. U.S. beef exports to the EU, European Union, have struggled over the past year due to limited opportunities in Europe's food service and their hospitality sectors. But the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Yuri Barutkin, he works with U.S. Meat Export Federation, says exports are poised for a comeback thanks to the gradual reopening of food service and newly developed retail channels. He notes there was some optimism early in 2020 with the U.S. receiving greater access to the European market.
But unfortunately, that good news of having an expanded quota that would have allowed U.S. beef industry to grow its sales volume in Europe have been tarnished by the pandemic. Europe was one of the hardest hit areas in the world, and the sector that was affected the most was food service and tourist sector, where U.S. beef in Europe sold the most.
Barukin also notes no one expected restrictions on travel, dining, etc. as well to last more than a year, which cut deep into demand and exports. However, he notes the news is not all bad. The industry, he pointed out, was able to improve their online presence, allowing for a different form of direct sales. He added they worked to expand their ready-to-eat options as well, and that gives some added optimism, among other things, as we head into the future.
Summer is sacred for the Europeans. Barbecues, grilling outside, it's almost like a religion here in Europe. And so we definitely hope that it will stimulate much higher sales at retail.
Checking in with the U.S. Meat Export Council, getting some comments from Yuri Barutkin. And once again with U.S. Meat Export Federation. Some other news this morning here on your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on KASM. had a chance to speak to Senator Tory Westrum, and he gave us a glimpse at a lot going on, or a lot that's not going on, as we reach into the final few days of this session. A mention when it comes to agriculture, as they're still awaiting, as we record this on Friday, still awaiting some of their budget targets. And how is that going to affect the ag bill and that side of things? And are there any concerns when it comes to agriculture? And he brought up some of the concerning discussions as well going on, and all revolving around manure application, possibly. Senator Tory Westrum, some comments as he visited with Chasm Radio this week.
I'm optimistic on several policy provisions that the Senate and the House Agriculture Committee are coming together on. Budget issues, I think, will be somewhat easy to resolve once we get overall targets, but there's so many other underlying issues that are holding up the targets right now, including the emergency powers. But we're working and getting real close on a lot of ag policy provisions. However, there are some controversial provisions in there, and one I'll highlight. The Senate is trying to get the PCA to back off on their new rules they're trying to implement to restrict livestock farmers from spreading manure in the months of February, March, September, and October. These are critical months for farmers to be able to spread manure. And those with feedlot permits or manure manage or feedlot permits are being subject to having to change the months they'll agree to spread manure in order to get their permit renewed. Just another overreach, egregious conduct by state agencies, even though no state statutes have changed in Minnesota in over 20 years. And so this is an issue the Senate is fighting for. Senate Republicans, the House DFL, is trying to go along with the MPCA on restricting manure spreading by livestock farmers. And we're running into loggerheads over this issue because of that. But, you know, we all know that that's where our food comes from, and farmers need to be able to farm and raise livestock and spread manure on the fields, organic fertilizer, mind you, like they've done for decades and centuries. So that's just an example of some of the things we're running into in our conference committee. But there are many provisions we are finding ways to work out.
Senator Tory Westrum, some of his comments late this week here on Chasm Radio. More on your Central Minnesota Farm Report back on Wednesday. Got a first report from USDA regarding new supply and demand forecasting. And many going into the report said, you know, Joe, we shouldn't see a whole lot of reaction. But on the flip side, we did. Why did we see that kind of reaction? Gary Crawford visits with USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer and has these comments.
Right after USDA issued its first production and usage forecasts for the new crop of corn and soybeans this week,
what we've seen is corn prices easing a little bit and soybean prices actually jumping rather substantially.
Agriculture Department Chief Economist Seth Meyer, he says for corn, the price scenario was cooled down a little by the USDA's forecast of somewhat larger supplies and very large foreign production.
On the soybean side, you know, it's really soybean oil being a big driver.
Demand for it growing, USDA calling more attention to it in the new report by
adding renewable diesel to the methyl ester biodiesel line to get kind of a biofuel line. And that has been a real source of growth in soybean oil use.
For the new marketing year, USDA forecasting total U.S. soybean oil use up about 3.5%, ending stocks down about 16%.
And that's why we're seeing a lot of strength in the soybean price.
New crop beans expected to rank 23% more than last season's crop. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. And that's going to wrap up your Central Minnesota Farm Report for your Saturday morning, every Saturday morning at 6:10. Here on Chasm Radio, and it's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon, number one in trailers, skid steer attachments, a whole lot more, repair, DOT inspections, right off I-94. County Road 50 in Avon. Have yourself a great day and have a great weekend. I'm Joe Gill.